You too? Yes, me too. Hi, I'm Liz, the host of You Too. We all have a story, and sometimes a single story can remind us that we're never truly alone. Here, those stories find a voice to inspire and remind us of that simple truth. Join us each week for a new story on You Too, powered by U-Turn Health. Welcome to the show, Audrey Lee.
Thank you for having me.
If you wouldn't mind, tell the audience, I know you're a coach for U-Turn Health, but a little bit more about your story.
So I'm actually 8 years in recovery as of Valentine's Day. Yeah. I was in active addiction off and on for 20 years. Halfway through, for about 10 years, I started to IV use. So that took me to a whole, another level of addiction and substance use disorder. Spent time in and out of jail. My last incarceration is not only where I found God, but I found misery and despair at its fullest, which I had felt before, but not like this. I was separated from my daughter, who had saved my life prior. I had been clean for over 2 years, slipped and spiraled. Being separated from her was what did it for me. But it saved my life. It really did. And ever since then, when I was released, I went to Serenity Place here in Greenville, South Carolina, through the Phoenix Center. Did that, then did the interim housing, the LOTUS program. And I got back into the world. I was pretty successful in retail. Then got my aesthetics license and then found myself at training at the Phoenix Center, met Mandy and was offered a position at U-Turn my second day of training, which is still an absolute honor and privilege. I have purpose every day.
Absolutely.
Well, so if you don't mind taking us back a little bit, what do you think, what age were you when you started using?
I would honestly say probably about 12 or 13 years old.
That's pretty common. And then, so you say that you were in and out of treatment and incarcerated. A lot of people have said that incarceration saved their lives. So I imagine that you probably work with people coming out of prison. What do you do now for U-Turn Health? How do you cope?
I do. I'm actually on the BOP team, and it's an honor and privilege. Yes, as well. I couldn't do it without Trent, who's my team lead, and the rest of my teammates. We're all individually different, but also special. Like, we make a difference every day. And I meet individuals daily who are either at a halfway house or home confinement. They're overwhelmed, trying to adjust mentally, emotionally. And a lot of times I can hear that hopelessness in their voice, which takes me back to my last incarceration. And although it's difficult, It's so meaningful. It gives meaning to my life on a whole nother level. It's a privilege as well to be a part of every individual's journey, get to see them transition and grow and have hard times to saying, Audrey, I'm happy for the first time in my life. So every time I get to hear that, it's the best feeling in the world.
Do you feel like, looking back, if you had had a U-Turn Health coach when you were coming out, do you think it would have made things a little bit more smooth, acclimating back into society and things like that?
Absolutely. Just having someone that can relate, it could be anyone, like a therapist or counselor or whatnot that has the best intentions and has studied their whole life, but having someone that can really relate to that, longing, and that hopelessness and the stigma is a big part of it. Being able to relate, it makes an immense difference.
Well, I think you've more or less told us your why, but if someone said, what is your reason for doing this work, Audrey? I know you mentioned your daughter was the reason for you wanting to stay sober and
be a productive member of society. But what keeps you coming back every day to U-Turn Health as a coach?
I love the company and I truly believe in it, you know, and why it started. And it's just honestly, you know, hearing someone say, like, you made such a difference, like, thank you for being there for me, you know, and then getting the feedback and then, yeah, the testimonials. It was my first one that was really that affirmation and confirmation for me. You know, God wants me here where I'm at right now. And it's for such a big reason.
That's enough reason right there. And you are making a difference, Audrey, in people's lives every single day. And I just want you to know that what you are doing is not unnoticed by the world and by us and by the people you're helping. So thank you, Audrey, for all you do. And I appreciate you taking the time to come and speak to me today. And I hope you have a wonderful week.